Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Gene.
This is Genevieve Neimani. How's everybody doing today?
And listen, today's episode, you do not want to miss. This is one of the most transparent, authentic, like, we're talking about hitting rock bottom and bouncing back.
Yes.
So don't miss this episode. Tune in right now. What you think?
Oh, my God. Turn your struggle into your strength. If you have ever dealt with anything, suicidal thoughts, depression, been evicted, lost a relationship, lost a loved one, or just felt not yourself, this book is for you. I've shared so many jewels and gems, and we had so much fun with the transparency, because when you are transparent with your story, the blessings will come. So I don't even want to spoil it. You got to listen to it for yourself.
Just listen to it.
Spoil it.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Peace and love.
We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith Grind Inspire podcast with your host, Gene Alert.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire podcast. I am your host, Gene Alert, and today we have a very special guest, one of my good friends, been a great supporter of the podcast, came to the launch. She's an amazing entrepreneur, mom, and friend, and especially a friend to the show.
Yeah. Genevieve.
Genevieve. I was about to say something else.
It's okay.
And I'm French too.
I know. I just want to know how you don't know.
Yeah. You know what it is? I've been in this country too long.
It's okay. When I say it to people, they're like, that was in a movie. Genevieve was in
the
movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And you know what? I have an aunt. That's her name.
Okay.
And I don't know, but I don't call her first name. It's in the Haitian culture. It's always Tati this, Tati that.
Right.
So everybody's a Tati.
That's funny. Anyway. Well, my kid's father is Haitian, so all I know is I say Mabule.
Mabule, yeah.
All I know.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's cool. Well, thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, absolutely. So it's been a long time.
A long time.
Brianna's been trying to get this scheduled for a while. And so shout out to Bri. Thank you so much for
making it happen. It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years?
Yes.
It's been 2 years?
We met, we were at the Circle of Sisters. I was like, yo, my second book is coming.
Yeah.
We're going to make this happen. You was like, all right, let me know. And I was still thinking about the cover design.
Yeah,
I was still thinking about everything. And one day I just said, you know what? I got to finish it.
Yes.
There it is.
And you finished.
Finally.
You know?
You know why I wasn't finished?
Uh-huh.
Because God wasn't finished with me.
Mm.
I had so much more stories to tell. So when people are like, you wrote 28 true stories from other people. No, those are mine. Those are my, everything happened to me in that book. And I had to turn my struggle into my strength.
Yes.
That's exactly what I did. So God is amazing.
God is always working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even and when we don't think he is.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes a lot of times when we have a plan and God laughs at us,
absolutely.
You know, and so we just have to focus on the process, mm-hmm. and understand it and respect it.
Absolutely.
Once we respect the process, we're good. You know, it's sometimes when you're trying to say, no, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go against the current, against the process.
Absolutely.
That's when you're going to get hit the resistance and you're going to, you know.
You have to surrender.
You have to surrender.
And just let it go.
Let go, let God.
Yes.
So tell everybody where you're from. Tell them about you.
Hey, well, I am Genevieve Neimani Fogel, born and raised in Queens. I'm a mother of two amazingly dope, divine children. They are 24 and 19. Shout out to Rashad and Zaniah. They are my bricks. I basically grew up with them. You know, I had my son when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically was the first person to show me how to love selflessly. You know, and I let a lot of different things go. Like I went to Livingstone College. I received a track scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was up after 2 years. So I came back to New York, got pregnant with my son and had a whole bunch of jobs that I did not like. Went to Catherine Gibbs. I graduated. So I'm doing this 9-to-5, this 9-to-5. And then what I realized is that I don't like to be told what to do. So because I knew how I wanted my life to be. So mm-hmm. I'm modeling. Then I'm doing 9-to-5s and I'm doing real estate. Then I'm doing this and that. My kid's father at the time was like, you know, you're really good at coaching and fitness, so why don't you be a track coach? I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself just really inspiring and motivating people through the love of fitness and always working out because it made me feel good. So on my Livingstone College campus, you know, the girls would hate, you know, when you're from New York,
yeah.
It's just a different vibe and you know how we are. So, but I was humble. I was cool. I don't think the girls really like me too much, but the brothers like me, and we were just cool, and I just made it work. So to block out any negativity, I would put on my headphones,
uh-huh.
zone out with music. My kid's father would always send me music, and I just started rapping. rapping and dancing to keep me focused on my schoolwork.
Yeah,
because you know you're away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, okay, nobody's really on my side. Let me just, how do I motivate myself? How do I inspire myself while keeping up these grades, while staying on the track team? So music was my motivator. Dancing was my motivator. So I put my headphones on and blocked everybody out. So I think that's where my love, I started to incorporate fitness and dancing as a way of people to feel good about themselves, because people, it is challenging to work out.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say it's easy. You know, people are like, oh, it's easy because you're slim. No, I could be slim with a big belly, just looking crazy. You know what I mean? So it still takes dedication and faith to want to work out, to find ways to stay fit and stay sexy and stay sane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you just dance for like, I'll say 4 songs.
Yeah.
That's about 11 minutes. That's a workout right there if you're really moving.
It's true.
You don't need a gym membership. You don't need a lot of money. You don't need fancy clothes or equipment, just a burning desire to succeed and do what you need to do. I mean, Google is amazing. I have some stuff on my website, but that's how I basically started.
Mm-hmm.
And I started at Bally's as a trainer in 2001.
Yeah.
stayed there for a year, honed my skills, and they offered me a position as manager. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I think I had honed my skills enough to branch out and do my own thing. So now I wanted the whole cut. Now I'm feeling confident, like, oh, I know how to do this. I know the commission, the pricing. So I started doing home and office visits. And the home and office visits were just word of mouth. I mean, that's when I became a marketing beast. I mean, I'm doing the flyers in the supermarket, on the car in Green Acres Mall, the whole parking lot. You know how big Valley Stream is,
yes,
right?
Yes.
1,500 flyers.
You're a grinder.
1,500 flyers on a 90-degree day. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just put on my backpack, put it on the window shield. 1,500 flyers only bought me 10 clients, but those 10 clients stayed with me, and I had a really blessed financial summer that year. So it does work.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? It does work.
I want to just pause right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of entrepreneurs, because you just dropped, because this podcast is all about the mindset of entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. right? And so I want people to understand what you just said, right? And here's the thing. You started a business. You knew you had to lace up the boots. Print. You did a couple of things. You printed, designed some
everything.
Flyers.
Yes.
You went out.
Yes.
To a place where you knew there was a high concentration of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you promoted.
Yes.
You didn't hire anyone because you didn't have the money to do it. So you went out by yourself and you promoted and did something that some people would say, passing out flyers? Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Like, you
they did tell me that. They're like, why don't you pay someone? I'm like, they could just go dump it in the garbage.
Exactly.
They do. Yeah. Like, how will I know he did it?
Which they do.
And then my friend was like, but you're known now. You want to see people putting on the flyers. I was like, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
And that at that time in 2008, I was known, but not like I'm known now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
people
exactly.
come up to me in the street now like, oh, my God, you changed my life, which I'm humble for. They take pictures. We do, you know, it's just, it's crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
Back then, it would be like, oh, my God, you're the workout lady in the boot camp, right? Like, that's how that was. I didn't mind then.
Yeah.
Don't know if I do it now. But I'm just saying, if I had to,
mm-hmm.
where there's a will, there's a way. You sit down and you become resourceful.
Exactly.
You have nothing else to fall back on. What am I good at? What can I do? Who do I know? You know what I'm saying? What am I skilled at? How can I turn my hobbies into profit
mm-hmm.
while helping other people along the way?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's how you make it happen.
It's true. It's true.
But you have to have that mindset, because if you don't have that mindset and people around you that are 9-to-5ers that really don't get it, you're going to be sucked into a whole other avenue of, well, maybe he's right. Maybe no. Whatever it is that you want to do, then you do it. I mean, I had, what, $5 on me one day, and I mm-hmm. just turned it into idea after idea after idea. You know, being evicted. I wrote mm-hmm. this book where I was being evicted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. So to tell people just a little snippet, when you are down at your lowest and rock bottom, there's no further that you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to just bounce back, like, what can I do? You hear conversations, you may read an ad, you may see something online that grabs your attention, you do research, and bam, the universe will help those who help themselves. God will always provide.
It's true.
If you stay focused and humble and diligent on your path.
And do the work.
Absolutely.
Do the work. You know, I always talk about that scene, one of my favorite scenes in Pursuit of Happiness, and it's when Jaden is walking with Will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking, and he's like, "Dad, I'll tell you a story about the guy who, he wanted God to save him,
mm-hmm.
and he was drowning in the ocean, and a boat comes, and then he's like, hey, let me help you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, no,
yes.
God's going to save me. Go, leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Another boat comes. And then eventually the guy dies and goes to heaven. And when he goes to heaven, he's like, God, what happened?
Yeah, he's like, you I know, sent you to
He
sign.
Said, I he sent you three it. Boats to save you.
Yeah.
And he was like, dummy, like,
amazing
yeah.
Amazing story.
And so, but yeah. That's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to, you have to listen. Not sometimes.
Yes.
All the time. You
yes.
have to listen. And sometimes what you expect is not what you're supposed to hear.
Exactly.
You know? And you have to have faith, but you have to grind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing.
And inspire.
Yeah, you have to inspire. But, you know, I have a mentee of mine, mm-hmm. right? And a protege, right? And things just don't work out for him. But because he's just like, God got me.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay. But he's not putting in the work.
You have to put in the work.
But he's not putting
yeah.
in the work. So everything's going wrong. So I said to him, look, you have to put in mm-hmm. the work. It's not just going to happen through osmosis.
Absolutely.
Like,
imagination is the best nation.
Yeah.
Every day you have to set your intentions. Every day you have to visualize, what do I want for myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have this little prayer that I say, God, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to who?
Mm.
And to just lead my steps from there. But you got to set the intention. You got to take a minute and visualize. Got to turn off the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the TV, the radio, the friends, the job, whatever. And just go within for like 5 to 10 minutes a day. And when you visualize what it is your life looks like, what does it feel like? What does that new home feel like? What does that new car feel like? How does it drive? Is it a truck? Is it smooth? You know what I mean? How does your new lover look? Are you single and happy? Are you in a relationship that you love, you know? And personally and professionally,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you just visualize what you want. And I'm telling you, little seeds planted grow into big trees that blossom.
That's a fact. That's true.
You know, but you got to plant the seeds, even when we're like, oh, that's not helping. But every day you look and it's growing and out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Damn. Like just 2 years ago we were talking about.
Yeah.
Just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yes. Yes. I can't
so
believe
quick.
It's 2 years already.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. And we're at, you know, over 80 episodes already.
Okay.
And so, but consistently every week we're just releasing them, you know.
Yes.
And you were there at the launch.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
And this was a vision. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is the same thing. It's like, you know, God speaks to you, or, you know, in the spirit and universe speaks to you through other people sometimes when you don't listen.
Yes.
And people were telling me, hey, you should be on the radio. You should do a podcast. You should do something else. And I'm just like, I don't have time. I sell real
yeah.
estate. You know,
yeah.
like.
Well, even the bad, even the thoughts that we think are bad, like when we feel like, oh, someone has left our life, and whether it's a lover or a friend or a business deal gone wrong, it's like God is saying, they didn't leave, I removed them.
I removed them.
I removed them.
Yes. Ooh. So about that, surrounding yourself with the right people, right?
Yes.
So what's your thoughts around that concept?
Surrounding yourself with the right people, whether it is, I work from home most of the time. If
okay.
I don't have to do a face-to-face coaching session, then I usually am home. Or
mm-hmm.
traveling or whatever the case is. But surrounding yourself with positive people also means that, you know, what you think, what you say, where do you go? Are you still going to the same brunches every Saturday with the same people that party every single Saturday? Are you, no offense to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all
got
to have a little fun. But if you want to live a different life, you have to go different places. Rub elbows with the wealthy people who can help you, inspire you, and maybe add to your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys can collaborate. Maybe you can build a partnership. Whatever it is, that's if you're business-minded. I have some 9-to-5 friends that are like, nope, I'm good, got my house, my car, I'm good, you know, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I just choose not to surround myself with those people. I like go-getters.
Yeah. So you think those people that stay in that comfort zone, as far as entrepreneurs go, right, that say, I don't really want to network because I'm afraid of going to, because their mindset of is that of the lack, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't have money, so I'm not, how am I going to network with the rich people
right.
when I'm not rich? You know?
Well, that's where confidence comes in.
That's the faith part.
Yes.
And that's where the mindset of,
mm-hmm.
so Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, my mentor, he said there's three types of mindsets, right? You have the poor mindset, the middle class mindset, and the rich mindset.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with how much money you have in the bank,
mm-hmm.
right? And so to have a rich mindset is how to get things done.
Absolutely.
So it has nothing to do with what kind of car you drive,
nothing
what kind of watch you have on. Like, that's poor in the middle class. What associations you're part of, what groups or clubs, degrees. It has nothing to do with that. It's how can we get this done?
Absolutely.
Right? And a really wealthy person, one year I stayed in his house in the Hamptons, mm-hmm. and it was a group of us, like three of us, and he said, there's always a give and take, right?
Absolutely.
With wealthy people, sometimes they don't need money from you,
mm-hmm.
right? What they want is something that they don't have.
Right.
So if you could give them, it might be a conversation.
Conversation.
It might be a connection.
Yes.
It might be whatever it is, but it's something.
How can you change?
How can you add value? Yes. That's the point.
Adding value takes no money.
No money.
No money at all.
It takes no money.
And to answer your question about the entrepreneurs that are scared to network, the entrepreneurs I know, we're just go-getters, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the entrepreneurs that are 9-to-5ers still that have that nice check that they're getting. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what? Entrepreneur thing doesn't really work. I just got this to fall back on. Then you got the diehard 150% entrepreneurs like myself who just was like, you know what? I don't need this ballet check. Years ago, I left and mm-hmm. I just grinded my butt off. And it was hard to do because I got divorced. So being divorced while you're in the midst of trying to figure out who you are, what you want with two small children is not easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I knew my happiness was instrumental in how I became a mother, an entrepreneur, a speaker, author. Like, I didn't even think I would be a speaker or author. It was just one day my friend was like, yo, your life is crazy. You should write a book. I'm like, I'm not writing a book. I'm an English major, but I'm not writing a book. And when I was being evicted in 2012 for my first book, Single, mm-hmm. Sexy, and Satisfied, mm-hmm. It was the day of Hurricane Sandy. And I received a notice under my door, and it was the eviction notice. And my daughter looked at me, and she said, Mommy, is that the eviction notice? And I was like, no, sweetie, it's just no bill. And I kind of like squeezed my tear back like that. But she saw my face. She's like, Mommy, finish the book. The book could save us. That day, I said, God, if you do not turn our lights out, if you do not let us get hit by this storm, I will write 8 chapters. Well, our house was the only house that was not hit.
Wow.
I finished 8 chapters, stayed in, did not date for a month, did not hardly go out. 30 days, that first book was done.
30 days.
30 days. Because the fire was on my ass, literally.
Yes, yes.
Literally. So I had to find a way. What else am I good at? Oh, my God, she's kicking us out. Okay, where do we go now? So the book, find out what you're good at. When you're up against the wall, find out what you're good at and how you can make money off of it. So I'm like, okay, what else am I good at? Okay, I model good. Okay, let me go on the beach. It was February. I'm on the beach, right? Doing the photo shoot for the calendar. Wow. Took the calendar, told all my friends, listen, I'm having a calendar release party. First 20 get my CD for free. I made $890 in 1 hour and 10 minutes. I felt like a drug dealer. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I made so much money in that little bit of time.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I was just like, wow, okay. So that, and then from there, I produced the CD. And then from there, I wrote the book and finished the book and flipped that money and self-published it. CD, self-publishing is not easy.
It's not easy. And it costs money.
Yes. I had to do a whole lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
But within all that, those 35 days, bam. And you know, when I got on Good Day New York after our eviction, I got myself on there. No marketing, no publicist,
no PR
no manager,
person,
nothing. Just me beasting,
yeah.
Emailing everyone I knew, everyone. Hey, you think I could get on the show? You think I could? Well, you got to have a brand. You got to have a book, DVD, something. I'm like, I got you.
Yeah.
3 months later, came back with the book.
Here you go.
The person emailed me. Here you go. Here's the email. Next thing you know, Good Day New York calls me. I'm on. I'm like, oh my God. So my landlord actually called me and was like, you know, I'm so proud of you. I didn't mean to evict you, but I had to. You're such a good person and your kids. I'm so sorry. I said, no. I thank you so much because all of this would not have happened. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. I still got love for you.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a blessing.
So she called you after.
Her son. She's a little older.
Oh, got
But her
it.
Son called me and was like, oh, we saw you. Did they call me? I think I went to get some mail.
Uh-huh.
And they opened the door. And I was like, oh, my God, Jay, we saw you. We love you. I was like, okay, yeah. I love you, too. I have any mail here? And then, you know, that was it. So using what you have, use your skills,
mm-hmm.
turn your hobbies into profit, do what you love and helping others along the way at the same time. I really can't even explain the feeling of the emails that I get. They may not have the money all the time, but the emails that you get, and I'm sure you can relate, or the people just saying, thank you for your work, thank you for your contribution, thank you for your service.
Yep.
You know, that in and of itself is such a blessing when you can help others. I mean, that's what we're all here for.
Yeah, yeah. It's serving and adding value, you know.
Adding value.
And sometimes adding value is just, like, this is adding value.
Yes.
You know, the live is adding value. Like, people are watching this wherever they're watching it, and we get the emails and the texts and the phone calls all the time. Like, so I applaud what you're doing, and And with two kids, being like a single mom, right? And it's hard.
Leaving my marriage, I left my marriage with $12.
Wow.
Because we had just paid our mortgage, I remember.
Yeah.
And that week we had a very bad argument. And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
And you left.
He left.
Oh, he left.
I told him to leave because, me and the kids.
Yeah.
It's easy for him.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay. So after that, I was like, oh my God, how do I start fresh? You know, and I'm interviewing and I'm just like, I'm not like feeling this interview thing. And I just, again, with the flyers, with the word of mouth, texting all my friends. That I think we had MySpace then. MySpace and Facebook. Yeah. We didn't even have Instagram.
No.
Nothing. So I had to get in my truck and decipher whether, am I going to pay the Con Ed bill? Am I going to do gas or food this week? What am I doing? And just, it stretched. It just, there was always a way, a referral, a client, somebody seeing me go to someone's house, or I'm working someone out in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their neighbor comes over like, oh my God, can you train me too? And the referrals. I had so many clients, I was exhausted. I couldn't take anymore. The money was great, but I was drained. I was counting in my sleep. Okay, 10, 9, 8. Like, I was tired.
Yeah.
All I thought about was my clients. And they became very good friends. They became, you know, very, very close to me. And that's a blessing. When you can turn your clients into your friends.
Exactly.
You know, and just help others also.
So what challenges do you see as entrepreneurs? What do you see? Where do you see it? Like, what challenges do you see or entrepreneurs face?
I think they face discipline.
Discipline. Okay. Discipline. That's
discipline,
a big one.
Discipline, dedication, you know, belief in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if one thing doesn't work, they're like, oh, this doesn't work anyway. I'm just going to do this because it's easier.
Do you think that's because they didn't have faith in the first place? Or they're doing it for the wrong reason?
They may have faith, but it's light. It treads light. Like, you know how some people pray when, oh my God, I got a flat tire, God, please get me off this highway. And then you got people that pray like, thank you so much, God, for this cup of coffee. Please let me know where I should go today. That's strong faith. That's powerful faith. You don't just pray when you need something. Like, you have to pray like, you know, I'm super spiritual, so I'll feel your energy. Plus, I'm a Pisces, so the water, we're just super intuitive.
Yeah.
So sometimes my kids try to take advantage, like, Ma, I need such and such. Can you pray for me? No. You have to pray for yourself. What you mean? So I'll still do the prayer. And they're like, Ma, did you pray? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay, I got what I need. I said, but you have to do it on your own. So prayer does work, but you have to do the movement. Like, miracles happen in movement. You have to get out. You have to connect. I mean, I will sell. I don't care where I am. I don't care if I'm just coming from the club. If I happen to be in the gas station after the club, getting a little water or a snack or whatever, and someone's like, girl, your abs look amazing. I'm like, girl, you can have them too. I'll pull out my card. Here you go. Here's my website. Take your Instagram. You know how people, this is another key for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says, okay, I'll follow you. No, I take their phone. Let me see your phone. I put my name and myself. Follow, send myself a message to make sure. You know why? Because people forget.
Yes.
It's the next day. They may forget. What's her name again? No, I'm not losing business because you forgot. So I'm putting it in myself. Have a nice day, mama. And keep it moving. That is it. That is how you grow your
family. I love that. Let me tell you something. That's another jewel. And it's funny because I was having this conversation yesterday with a guy.
Okay.
And we were talking about how people network.
Yes.
And some people network the wrong way, right? Mm-hmm. And especially now with technology, how much easier it is to follow up and check in with people, right?
Yes.
And how some people mess up. So you go to an event and there's like six people. You're networking. You know, I turn over and I'm talking to you, but then I turn over and talk to Brianna. I give you my phone so that you could put your phone number in my phone, but you don't put, hey, I met you at the radio station or the podcast.
Mm-mm.
You just put your name and press save and you hand me back the phone. How the hell am I going to ever find that number?
No. First of all, I would never do that. I don't even want your number. We're going to do email.
Yeah.
Right now. Now, on LinkedIn, I have 46,000 followers. Grateful.
46,000?
46,000.
Wow.
The message, if you can see my inbox, whoo child.
Wow.
So sometimes, you know, I don't know if you know what I post, but sometimes people are like, oh my God, you post that or the new pictures. I call them self-love pictures.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Because when you post, it's about your brand. So people are like, what's your brand? My brand is self-love, fitness, entrepreneurship, lifestyle. If you don't get it, then I'm sorry. But I'm posting. Whatever I post on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn is getting it also.
Yeah, well, okay.
So if you don't like it, LinkedIn, I'm sorry. But I'm going to post it.
Yeah.
You know, so the comments in there sometimes, if they don't follow me, they're like, oh, my God, this is not for LinkedIn. Oh, my God, this is inappropriate. Let me show you my inbox and I'll show you appropriate. Okay? Inappropriate, excuse me. Right? So then sometimes my followers are so faithful mm-hmm. that they'll turn into pit bulls. Like, you don't even know how much she inspires. Did you read her book? Did you follow her videos? Like, so don't even say that. So I have people that actually take up. I don't even have to say a word. So I used to be so sensitive to the comments of others. I could get 198 beautiful comments. I'm looking at the last two that were negative, and that's mm-hmm. bothering me, you know, and I had to get over that. So now I don't even take time to respond. I just block and delete. Block and delete.
Yeah.
You don't even deserve my time.
Conserve your energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Some people will never understand. You cannot please everyone.
No, you can't.
So don't even try. So all I know is if I'm not hurting anybody in the process, and if I post a picture that is nude, it's classy. You didn't see my breasts. You didn't see anything else. It's the same thing you would post on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, you know? And I did it that day because I didn't feel confident in myself. Mm-hmm. I had lost 3 pounds, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling my abs and that, da, da, da. And I took the picture, not even meaning to post it. I took it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I was like, let me just post this and see. And so many women were like, thank you. I'm like, love your flaws, love your love handles, love yourself first and work out for you. Don't work out for that relationship, because if they're gone, what, you're going to go back to what you were? Work out for you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. That is self-love.
Mm.
That is self-love.
I love that.
And that's how I just basically, you know, back to what you said about the yeah. marketing on mm-hmm. even on LinkedIn. You know, sometimes people don't even say hi. Hey, I have this great plan, marketing. Are you in the business world? That is such a turn off. Never come to somebody in selling mode.
Yes.
The most casual, beautiful conversations when people ask you what you do and how can you help me are the most amazing, because it's not forced. And they're like, you know what? I don't need your services, but I know someone exactly who does. And that's how it starts.
Yeah. That's building the rapport, building relationship.
Yes. Yes. There's no way you should be broke with Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. There's no way should be broke.
I don't understand.
Okay? There's
yeah.
no way.
I don't understand. Like, even networking. You can network on, like, you know this.
Yeah.
I send videos, right?
Yes, you do.
So I don't send text message replies. I don't care if someone replies back to me, mm-hmm. but at least I know my video, because I don't have time.
Right.
So I rather just, hey, this is Gene. So you know it's me and it's not a robot or anybody else.
I was wondering why you did. I'm like, okay.
And yeah, no, I want to make sure.
Up.
Yeah, but I do that for everybody.
That's
even when
up.
People were texting me happy birthday, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm right. sending video replies, you know, so they know it's not
right.
like copy
authentic.
And paste. Yeah, yeah.
Now, authenticity will get your brand. Like, that's why I don't know if you see my post, but.
Oh, of course I do.
I know it's a lot to read. If you didn't know me, would you yeah. be like, damn, that's a lot to read?
No, because
I know some people don't like to read, but I can't help it. As a
yeah.
writer, I try to make it short. I don't know how people do these one-liners.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it because each picture tells a story, and I want to make sure that you get it. You
it's
know what
true.
I'm saying? And if you don't get it, I it's for the people who do read it. You know, I got people that just show love, just press the like button, don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, what you reading?
Then you got people that are like, yo, that hit me hard, sis. Even men. Most of my clients, 90% of my clientele coaching is mm-hmm. men.
Really?
It's low self-esteem. My wife is cheating on me. I don't look how I looked in college. You know, she's dating. I caught her in the bed with somebody else.
What?
How do I? So it's mostly men.
Wow. I
feel insecure.
That.
You know, my wife... that's why I respect your grind, because you're a go-getter. She used to be a go-getter, but she let herself go. She doesn't know what she wants to do. She has no goals. But I want to travel. Our kids are 20 and 25 now. I'm ready to bounce. But they feel bad leaving her at home. And that's where a lot of cheating comes in at, because they're like, you know what? She won't let me go. I know she's going to take me to the bank. We have so much assets, the car, the house, the kids, this, that. No, I don't give a damn. If you're not happy, then you leave. I would never tell anyone to stay for the kids, because that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So I'm just against that. If you do the counseling, you do the prayer, nothing is still working, and you find yourself crying in your sleep because you're so miserable.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I was crying in my sleep some days. Most of the time, you know, it was just, I just didn't know how to get out of my marriage. You know, I still care about my ex-husband, but we realized that we were basically just roommates. We're basically just cool. It didn't, you know, mesh well. And sometimes people say, and kids see all of that. They feel all of that. So you have to be mindful of how you're feeling and what you're representing to your children. I chose to be single, and my kids call me a butterfly. They see what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
They see everything that I've done, and they know that every day they're like, Ma, thank you. We don't know any other mother like you. And that right there sometimes brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle. Imagine having, you know, just 2-3 years ago being evicted again. Not because it was my fault. It was a deal going wrong with the rental. I didn't know what was going on. So basically, we didn't get evicted, but I just say evicted
mm-hmm.
because we had to leave. We had to go through court and all of this other stuff. And we didn't have a place to go. Now, the finance part is what I didn't acknowledge. I had all this money saved, right? But my credit score dropped. So I'm thinking I could just finagle my way, like, oh, just give them the 2-3 G's, let me get in. No, I had the money, but my credit score had dropped.
Mm.
So in the interim of that, bouncing from Airbnb to Airbnb for 3 months straight, having to come up with a G a week for Airbnb with my daughter in tow. She had just started college.
Mm-hmm.
So she don't want to think about moving, but she's stuck near my side. And now I give her whatever she wants. Send her cash in her PayPal with that, just not even asking. Because she stuck through for 3 months. Can you imagine moving every week
every
for 3 months?
Every week.
I tried to make it beautiful. I mean, Airbnbs were beautiful, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to find a rental. So imagine trying, you know, kicking out a G a week while trying to save for your next house.
And still,
I felt like Will Smith on the Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness. That's what you sound like.
She'd be sleeping next to me, and I'm just on the phone, just LinkedIn, just because I knew 100 emails a day, 5 days a week. That's 500 emails. That would bring me 5 clients. That would bring me like over $1,500. So I knew, but I had to get out 100 emails 5 days a week. If I did Saturday, that was 600 emails.
Wow.
Right, so I knew counting that how much I would add. I didn't go out hardly.
Yeah,
I went to the gym to make sure I was good. I was still doing the videos, still looking cute.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't know it, and I wasn't gonna let anybody see it. But you know what I did? I was talking to somebody in the gym. I said, you know what? We're staying in an Airbnb right now. I'm not even gonna front. He's like, well, you look damn good. He said, you should document that journey.
Yeah.
So I went back to the Airbnb looking crazy after my workout.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, listen, you know what? I'm in an Airbnb right now, but I'm going to tell you this story 2 years from now when I do make it back on my feet. I just want to document this. So the videos are on my website from the eviction, the day the marshals came, in the storage, all the bags. We had 20 bags black.
Yeah.
You know why they were black?
Uh-huh.
Because I packed at the last minute. I'm thinking we're going to our new apartment. I'm just like your friend.
Yeah.
God's got me. Which he did, but I'm just throwing it in black bags. So now can you imagine? Everything went wrong. I'm in the storage with 20 black bags. My daughter's crying because she doesn't know what bag her clothes are in. We're hot. We're tired. We just got evicted. And we didn't know what bag was what. So I had to rent 2 storage units. That's $450 a month.
Yeah.
Plus the G for the Airbnbs every week. 4 G's a month. Airbnb while saving for my next space while still trying to look presentable while still motivating people. Like, never give up on your dreams, guys. Never give up on your dreams. And I'm dying, crying inside when I press stop.
When you press stop.
But when she laid next to me and she'd be like, Mommy, turn the lamp out because I would work all night. I'm like, sweetie, I would go over to the kitchen area, turn on the kitchen light and work from there. My joints, Gene, were so tight. My neck. I was taking painkillers like it was crazy. But I knew every week I had to come up with that next G for that next week to move.
Yeah.
So I had no choice. So I documented. So when you go to my site, theartofrockbottom.com, you'll remember this story. The storage is there. The eviction is there. The pictures are there. Everything is there. And I wrote in the chapters exactly what I wanted people to see.
Yeah.
So every chapter, the 28, it's in there. From stranded in Miami to $25 to... The marshals are coming. Hurry and get out.
Wait. You so keep going.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So stranded in Miami?
$20 on $25 for a week.
Wow.
You know why?
Yeah, what happened?
I was trying to avoid us getting evicted.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there broke, basically, on purpose, right? Left my money at home. Didn't put a, that's when PayPal didn't have a, I think on Fridays, you had to wait till Monday. So I went out there on a Friday. So I'm getting cash in my account. I just couldn't touch it till Monday. So I said, you know what? I had met this young lady, long story short, and she was like, you know what? Why don't you dance? And I was like, dance like I like hip hop. She's like, no, dance. And I'm like, no, I got too many followers. I can't do that. I don't think it's going to be good. She's like, girl, if I make $3,000 every two nights, you would make a killing. Your body is crazy. And I was like, nah, I'm good. She's like, aren't you about to get evicted? And I was like, I am. She's like, all right, if you're ready, come back to Miami and I'll help you. I work at one of the best clubs. I'll talk to the manager. You'll be in. I know he's going to love your body.
Yeah.
2 weeks I came back home. Hey, guys, you know, mommy got to make a business run. I'll be back in 3 days. Just told him a Miami business run. Mm-hmm. Right. I get there. I get on the stage. I'm watching the girls. It's like, you know, what's that with old girl with the movie? With the movie, Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray,
so
yes.
So I'm watching
yes.
a movie, like trying to get in the mode, and I'm like, okay. Okay. And he called my stage name, I think, was Dominique, which is my middle name, right? So he said, Dominique next. So I go up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I can't. He's like, what's wrong? You're going to be great. And I'm like, I can't do this. And I just had a vision of my followers popping up in the audience, like, aren't you the? And I left. I nearly ran off the stage. Outside into the parking lot, crying because I had no way to even get back to my hotel. Because remember, I went there basically broke because she was like, you're going to make three G's tonight. Easy.
Yeah.
These men are going to love you. So I went there like, okay, I have three G's. Account, the PayPal didn't go through. I asked her. I guess she got mad because I was leaving. I said, do you have at least money to send me in an Uber? She's like, I didn't make anything yet. She was mad because I was leaving.
Yeah, she was mad, yeah.
So I went out to the parking lot, and I just said, God, please just send me a sign, send me a solution. And I had to call one of my boys to live out there. And he was like, I'm not in town right now, but I'm going to send somebody for you to pick you up. Don't worry, you'll be all right. And then I had to rent a hostel. That's a whole other story. A hostel with five other women. I walk in, I'm like, what the hell is this? So it was crazy. But I survived on $25 a week. You know why? Going into the hotels on Collins Ave, mm-hmm. knowing when the free breakfast was, still going on like this. Hi, how are you? I'm a coach, author, speaker. This is what I do. Here's my card if you need anything, da-da-da. Do you have breakfast available today? And they're like, go right ahead. Because I walked like I belonged still. Even though I was at rock bottom, I was broke, but I wasn't broke mentally or physically.
Mm.
I still knew that God had me.
You had the rich mentality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not even going to know I have $5 in my pocket. 5, 10, 15, 20 lasted me for 5 days. Coffee, because I work out, because I know how to eat, I know how to sustain, I know what protein to take.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then lunch would be maybe a meeting with somebody that I knew that didn't know what I was going through, mm-hmm. but just, hey, Jay, you want to go to lunch? Okay, cool. You know, and it just built momentum. But the rest of the story is in my book.
Y'all you guys got to read this book. I'm like, I forgot where I was for a second. I was just like, I was engulfed in the story. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was. You took me back for a second. I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Like,
you know what? I applaud you. You know, you have to have. So that question about the challenges, and you said the discipline and determination and, you know, that grit.
Grit.
That's what you have. You know, like, and that discipline is what you have.
Some
you know,
call me a little
perseverance.
Yeah, and aggressive. Assertive.
But you know what? That's fine because look, you have to be.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is going to feed you or your kids or do anything for you guys if it's not for you. Like you have to make the moves.
Absolutely.
You know, and all the entrepreneurs out there, you know, I'm telling you, like, you have to take a chance. Number one, but you have to believe. Like.
You have to
when you go into a business for yourself, you're going to get pulled in a lot of directions.
Yes.
Everyone's going to tell you
what
makes money. Everyone's going to tell you, oh, do this. Everyone's going to tell you, but your purpose is mm-hmm. your purpose, right? So your purpose wasn't to do that and not to discredit everybody else that does it, but
not at all.
That's not what God wanted you to do,
right?
You know? And so
even though you said, ah, you know what, let me take a chance, let me go, as soon as you went down there, you're like,
my chest got tight. Like,
yeah.
I got anxious. No
and that's
offense to the ladies out there who do it. Kudos to you. I just...
But here's the thing. I totally get it. And they get it too. But here's the thing. That's the first time throughout this conversation that you didn't have any confidence. That was the first time. You know that, right? Like, that was the one time.
In the thing?
When you're on the stage.
Because
you had that confidence. Because
I had confidence to dance. I didn't want anyone to see me in
there. Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't care about anything else. Like, as far as the how people see you on Instagram, how people see you on the website, documenting all this stuff.
Yeah.
You confidence. But because that's your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first time you were in a position where this wasn't your purpose and this wasn't your
The
track you were supposed to be on, you were like, nah, I can't do this. And you left.
I can't do this because it just went against my spirit.
Exactly.
Went against
my
spirit and for what I do. If it was classy, if it was cabaret, it'd be different. But if I'm coming in and he's like, first song, bra off, second song, thong off, third song, naked. I'm like, what? I mean, let us be classy about it. Let us, you know, you've been to a cabaret before, I'm sure. So it's classy. I don't mind because I'm very sensual. I'm very in tune with my body. I don't care about that. But I'm not going to do, that's tactless to me and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That part of it, you know. Now, when you are in a position, right? If my kids were little and I needed to do it and I wasn't who I was today, no problem. Right? But people ask me, so if you were to get $1 million or change your whole life, which one would you choose? I'm like, nope, I built my life so hard. I don't want the money. I'm keeping exactly what I have because I built it. I didn't buy followers. I didn't buy likes. Nothing. I built my thing from when MySpace started years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. And Facebook started. So I don't, everything is genuine. Everyone who follows me, I don't even know all my followers. So kudos to everyone who does follow me. But wow. When I see people on the street, when I read the emails, Gene, it's just crazy.
I remember the first time we connected was on Facebook. Like, and you definitely probably don't remember this, but it was like I was congratulating you and it was just, and you were just.
Did I go into selling mode?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Not really.
What did I say?
You were just like, you know, come to my book signing. And I was like, I'm not going to be in New York and something like that. And you're just like, all right, when you come to New York, like, you know, and I was like, yo, her grind is no joke, you know?
Yeah, but I appreciated the love, though.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I think I was just still high off of the books releasing.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
you know what, come to my book signing. But now I read
this is
back.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah,
this is the first book.
Wow.
You know a mutual friend of mine too, Body Bang Out, my man.
Oh, Malik.
Yeah, Malik, that's my guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's married. He's married to my wife's cousin.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Tracy. Oh, yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yep.
Me and her went to night school together. That's
really?
Like a small
Tracy?
World. Jamaica. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
We used to wait for the bus together at the Q2. Yep.
Really?
She told me that story. I didn't really remember. But then I was like, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Small world.
Yeah, no, because I see Malik. You know, the mutual friends.
Yes.
I'm like, yo, Malik.
Yes. Good people know good people.
Yeah, exactly. The world is small.
It is.
And that's another thing I want to talk about.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have about just integrity, doing the right thing by people in business and just keeping the word that you say you're going to keep? You know, how important is that?
Integrity is so important. Keeping your word, you know, if you say you're going to do something, do it. If it doesn't fit your spirit, do not do it. You know, let's say I leave here and somebody's like, you know what? If you cancel her whole interview, I'll give you 10 G's right now. And your wife calls you like, baby, we need $9,500. Right? Right? Let's just say.
Yeah,
I don't know
where
that came from.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you needed it and you were to cancel my thing, that would be on your spirit because we had such a good connection. But that's on you to choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all have a choice. We all have a decision that we have to make to help our lives. And sometimes the spirit will tell you when that's not right. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe you did something you shouldn't have done, and maybe you got a ticket on your car. Maybe somebody did something wrong to you. You found out your mate cheated. You find out that you're not getting that position or that deal. It may not come that day.
Mm-hmm.
It may come the next day, the next month, the next year. But karma will always find you. So it's, you know, integrity, man, that speaks volumes mm-hmm. of who you are, and humility.
Yes.
And remaining grateful, not just being flashy of the car and the house on Instagram. If you're dark inside and you're black inside, mm-hmm. then what the use of the house and the car for? What, to front for Facebook and Instagram? Mm-hmm. Live your best life on and off the gram.
On and off
the gram.
Yes, yes.
On and
hashtag
off.
That.
Yeah.
Rihanna's like, yes.
Seriously.
It's true. It's true.
Seriously. On
it's
and
true.
Off. People are like, you're just living your best life. I'm like, listen.
You know what I appreciate about you?
What?
Like, the fact that, like, off Instagram, you're this way. On Instagram, you're the same way.
Yes.
Like, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's why I like live,
yeah.
right? Not the live. I mean, the stories.
Because, yes.
like, one of my friends was like, yo, you need to... You know, we need to do like a different, like get a stick so that the angle could be different.
No.
I was like, no, I want them to see the real, this is how I actually hold the camera.
My arm ain't long enough
like,
and oh well.
Oh well.
That's what we do.
Like, this is the angle. I don't care. Like, it doesn't
exactly.
need to be perfect. Like, this is, I'm not perfect.
Exactly.
So.
That's why I go on with no makeup. I'll go on coming out the shower. You know, I was at homecoming over the weekend and my girlfriend was like, Genevieve, she's like, you are the only person that I know could go on video half naked. I said, I'm sorry, what? I said, did you mean the towel that I was wrapped in? I said, did you listen to the words? Because I said, guys, I'm just coming out the shower. Pardon me, but I didn't want this thought to go. For me, the mm-hmm. ideas flow in the shower. Something about water, something about peace, being by yourself. So
yeah.
I came out, wrapped it around. What's the problem? It was tight. It didn't fall. And the message got across. I got 3 clients from that video.
Wow.
I don't give a... And I had a big pimple on my face that I did not care. It was
yeah.
something I had to get across.
Yeah.
And I was actually feeling... Not well. I had a very bad headache.
Mm-hmm.
But I still said, you know what? Press record. Somebody needs to hear it. So when God speaks, I press record wherever I am. Uber,
mm-hmm.
in the bed, out of the house, wherever. I don't know if you saw the video of me dancing in my live feed. No, and on the stories. I was just dancing. The song was on.
Yes.
And I was just
like,
this is nice.
In a bathroom or something, right?
No, it was in a little lounge area. It was on a rooftop.
Oh, okay, that one. Yes, yes, yes.
And I was like, hey, y'all, DJ on the side.
Yes,
this little
yes,
thing
yes.
behind me. I just thought it was playful. It was fun because
yeah.
people don't always want to be sold to.
Yeah.
They want to see who you are and your soul and your
yeah.
spirit, and they want to relate to you.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, look, one lady was like, you put that all in your book? Did you was evicted with 2 kids? How could you put that? I'm like, sis, your story is not your own.
It's going to inspire so many people.
I'm sorry that you can't share yet. You know, I had to backtrack because I had to pause for a second because that's not what I really wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sis, I'm sorry that you don't feel that way, but maybe one day you'll be able to share your story and help someone else. She said, but girl, your body's amazing, though. And I'm in my head like, well, do the workout because it doesn't look like you're doing it. I mean, I felt like saying it because she was so nasty. You know what I'm saying? And I think she got
back.
Yeah, I wanted to snap back real hard. But then I had to remember who bought the book for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very well-known comedian that I know. It was his girlfriend at the time. And I guess she was like, would you buy me a book called Single Sex and Satisfied for? What are you trying to say? I think she got offended. He's
so
like, you need to read this book.
She, so
and she took
it out
on me.
You. Yeah.
She took it out on me.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then when I watched him work the room, I said, oh, that's why she's insecure. He's a little friendly. He's a little friendly. And that's her issues.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't, you know, what people and how people treat you has nothing to do with you.
It's true.
She didn't know me. She just met me.
Yeah.
So that's not my fault. That's your perception. You don't even know me. Simple.
Wow.
So
yeah.
You got to stop. You know, people are always going to have something to say.
Yeah.
You find your vibe attracts your tribe. You already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else who doesn't understand you, that's okay. God bless you. But I'm going to roll with the ones who do get me and who do appreciate me. You want people that fan your flames, not put them out.
What do you think your biggest superpower is?
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Just inspiring somebody from just a drop of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Starbucks, whether it's, how you doing today? Let me see your pretty smile. You know, talking to people. Is
you say that miserable. To somebody
yeah.
just randomly?
Just randomly. And they smile.
Yeah, yeah.
If you tell that to Bree right now, let me see your pretty smile. She's going to smirk. You see that? Unconsciously.
Like,
yes. Girl, let me see your pretty smile. See how she's blushing?
Yeah. Bree's
such
blushing.
Such a cutie pie. But because people, when you're in the people business
yeah.
and when you're happy with who you are and you know what you've been through,
mm-hmm.
it's so much easier to compliment others. And you want to give what you receive. I receive compliments from men and women all day, and I'm so grateful. Because I know when I get to be 100, I'm not going to look like this. So you are thankful for the things. And you know, you could something could happen tomorrow to disfigure your whole face or your body, or you could lose a limb.
Mm-hmm.
So be grateful. I'm grateful when a blind person passes in front of me or a handicapped person in a wheelchair or a person with no leg, because I know they wish they could get up and move like they used to. And we're sitting here like, damn, we didn't get that account. Damn, am I going to be able to get that car this week? Oh, damn, I didn't get the house. The deal didn't go through. Like, we worry about, you know, if you could wake up like, I got air, you know, everything else is easy.
You got to be grateful.
Grateful. The smaller blessings.
Yes.
For the small cup of coffee. You know, an Uber to get here.
Yes.
You know, you arrived a little late, an Uber to get here.
But even though, here's the thing, like, just having the ability to get the Uber.
Yes. Before, I didn't have that ability to get the Uber.
Yeah.
I'd be swiping my unlimited.
Yeah.
And on these very steps. Mm-hmm. So the art of rock bottom and how to bounce back. How much time do we have left, my love?
We have enough. We have your time.
Okay. Oh, my time, right? I like you. But these steps right here, right?
Uh-huh.
So breathe, these steps, 42nd Street. Behind Juniors and in Times Square. Mm-hmm. I sat on these very same steps, and I had to figure out, am I going to get a dollar meal, or am I going to get a MetroCard ride home? So that's why these steps are important.
Mm.
Everyone that I showed this cover to originally didn't agree with it, because they're like, why the steps? Listen, the steps tell a story. And I thought way ahead. I said, no, in my TV interviews, my radio interviews, I want people to know the story of the steps. Because I had to choose. I was hungry. I was cold. I waited on these steps till my landlord went to sleep because I didn't have the money.
Mm.
So I waited until she went to sleep. And this was just 2014. It wasn't like it was that long ago. You know, and I had to just, you know what, turn your struggle into your strength and just keep going. And yesterday I came across these steps. I was out with my friend. I said, look at these steps. Do they look familiar? He said, no. I said, look at those steps. He looks at the book. He said, oh, my God, that's the steps. I said, that's the steps. I sat in the Marriott having a cup of coffee. I mean, I was hungry, looking at everybody eat in the restaurant. My stomach was growling, but I'm still looking like this, though. Still looking like this. I put in a wine glass to make myself feel good. Drop some lemon water in there, right? A lemon. I go, and this guy comes over. He's like, hi, I'm a doctor. Give me your hand. Hi, how you doing? I'm a doctor. Long shake. I'm like, okay, hi, how are you? He's like, you look so gorgeous to be here. What are you doing here all alone? I'm like, well, I'm waiting for a meeting. And he was like, well, you know, I'm here for a couple of days. If you want to come into my room or dinner or anything, you know, you need dinner or anything? I'm like, no, I'm good. I was starving. Okay, I was starving, but I still said no. I said yes to my integrity and no to him. Mm-hmm. So that's about integrity and knowing your worth and who you are. I could have went up there and got a quick 3 G's, of course. But would I have felt good after? For 3 minutes? Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's flashing the money. Can you imagine somebody flashing the money in front of you? You've been hungry for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Integrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the very next day, thoughts become things. I finally go home. My landlord is sleeping. And at that time, I was renting a room. And I lived with my landlord. She was a sweet older woman. Sweet. Mm-hmm. And she finally went to sleep. And I went out the next day. And I received this email, this inbox. And one of the guys were like, you know, I would like to take you out for dinner. So it's the next day. I had to leave the house because I didn't have internet connection. I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go around to the hotels to use their Wi-Fi to get the free breakfast. So I became cool with everybody in the hotels. All the staff, they knew me. They knew what I did. I would always give a free coaching session or a free ebook or something.
Wow, add value.
Adding value. So every time I came in, they were happy to see me because they knew they were getting tips or something. But I knew I needed to keep that breakfast coming. And if I needed to go in for happy hour to entertain a client, I would take them there because I knew it was free. The Wi-Fi was free. I didn't have my laptop anymore. As soon as I finished my first book, it got broken.
Mm.
Just as soon. So I had no laptops. So I'm putting ads on Craigslist for trainer. I'm putting ads everywhere. I'm going in, I'm checking my emails. And that's what I say, become resourceful. Because the hotels are free. And you still go there and you meet. And I met so many people. So many people. So going in there and just knowing who I was, still, even while no money to my name,
mm-hmm.
right? Back to the inbox. So it was a gentleman that I met,
mm-hmm.
and actually his story is in here. Business and pleasure, Mr. Man, business, a toxic mix of business and pleasure. That is one of the longest chapters in here, besides the $25 stranded in Miami. A long story short, he was in my inbox. He was like, "Listen, I just saw one of your videos. You said go after what you want and don't take no for an answer. So I would like to take you out to dinner, and I'm not taking no for an answer." And I said, "Well, I don't even know you. It's not a good day. It's cold." And, you know, I wasn't feeling 100%, you know, mm-hmm. confident because of my situation. He's like, "Listen." And it was like a couple hours later. I just ignored it. went to McDonald's, sat there and just cried like, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? It was a bunch of tourists in there with their family, their kids, everybody coming in with the money, the bags, the shopping. And I'm sitting there hovering over my chicken sandwich and just crying. Just crying. Just at God, send me a sign. Please just help me. Send me something, someone. My phone goes off. I forgot that I gave the guy my cell because we met at a networking event. The same guy who inboxed me. I see the text. Hey, I'm in Midtown. I just saw you do a video. Mm-hmm. If you're in Times Square, I would like to take you to dinner. And I'm like, listen, I really don't feel good. I got a headache, stomach ache. It's not a good time. He's like, what do you need? A chauffeur? Soup? Advil? What do you need? And I was like, that was cute. Chauffeur. I could use a chauffeur. So he was like, I said, listen, I'm in my hoodie. I got on a Nike suit, ponytail. That's good for you. If you got on a suit, I don't know, whatever. He's like, all right, I'll take it, whatever. I said, all right, meet me on 42nd and 7th at 6 o'clock when you get off. We met. He's like, so where do you want to go? I said, I want to go to the Marriott. That's where I was the night before mm-hmm. when the guy offered me the money where I was hungry. I wanted to sit in the very same spot because I knew from that day I would be able to order whatever I wanted. He said, get whatever you want. You see the power of the mind? I sat in that same spot where I was hungry. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back in that same spot and relive that moment just to show myself thoughts become things because you kept your integrity. Look what blessing came to you.
Yeah.
He said, get whatever you want. The same server who saw me the other day with the coffee, she just smiled at me. She just smiled at me because I think we had a conversation. And it was crazy. And just it just manifested. He's like, get whatever you want. And he's just it was just like, I felt like a princess. Just imagine, just sitting, mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, yeah, Jada and Set It Off with, mm-hmm. remember, oh boy?
Yeah.
He was all handsome in his suit and she just like, look, this is what it is. That's yep. what I felt like. I had my hoodie. He got a nice suit like you. And he just was still like, what's going on? I want to help you. And just from there, it just took off. He was that blessing.
Yeah, he was a blessing. He was the boat.
Yes.
And you were in the ocean.
He was the boat. But I never did that video the day before.
Yeah.
In the cold where I was like, hey guys, how you doing? Go out there, drinks no matter what. Remember, I don't have my rent. I don't even have money to eat, but I'm still pressing record. He saw that video. He saw that video and reached out.
Yeah.
But if I didn't do that video, I don't know if he would have reached out.
See that?
So the blessing, when you don't feel like doing something, that is the very moment that you should.
Yeah. Keep going no matter what.
No matter what or how you feel, because it's not always about you. It's not always about you. Maybe somebody else needed to feel it. And that made me even stronger. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm hungry. I don't have my rent money, but I'm still recording. Okay. You know why I'm recording? Because at least I paid my phone bill.
Yeah. Your transparency, I love it. Like, I feel like that is that in itself is inspiring, you know?
Thank
just
you.
For real, because so many people make entrepreneurship. A couple weeks ago, we had the podcast with Hadia, and is the dark side of entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone always talks about the light side and the good stuff and the successes. But no one sees the dark sides. And even though there are dark sides for every single entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
Like when you would talk about the hotels and and just the free stuff. Out here.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because it took me back 13 years ago, when I first started the business,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have an office in the city.
Right.
Right. And before I was able to get my own office on Park, I used to meet people at the Marriott, at
uh-huh.
the W,
uh-huh.
in the service area. Yeah. It's fancy.
Luxurious.
Like you get free peanuts and stuff. And so,
don't forget the wine between 5 and 7 if you go to the right hotel.
Yes. And then you get the free wine. Like sometimes they give you the wine because they think you are
a guest. Yeah.
So they don't want to disrespect nobody. And
absolutely.
So they treat everyone the same. And I would bring clients up there, sign deals and hopefully and just resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get clients that have car services uh-huh. to pick up other clients as like a barter system.
Right.
So it made us look good.
Yes.
And we used to, you know, and so you just took it back, you know? And so when you said that, I was like, wow.
The dark side of entrepreneurship that no one sees is when you are in your room alone and where you're like, damn, this didn't work. A client cancels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 clients cancel at the same time.
At the same time,
which has happened.
Oh, absolutely.
One guy would be like, "Though my wife said we good. Thank you." You know, another lady would be like, "You know what? My son needs tuition for school. Sorry." Or the next person will come like, you know what, I thought it was that check, but you have to wait till next week. This is how I get paid. I'm like, oh, my God, I just lost $500 at one time.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then you just go on to the next thing. Oh. You know, you go on to what it is. Okay, that didn't work for fitness and lifestyle coaching, so what can I do now? How can I? And that's when I started coming up with the detox smoothies. Remember the pictures and I used to go hard with the abs?
Yes.
Those are my money makers.
Got it.
That's how I made that money. I made money from the detox smoothies and the ab photos. When you find your niche and if it's working, you keep doing it.
You're right.
So a lot of people, I made so many sales, but a lot of people are like, you don't have the package. You don't have, because I don't have time to go to the supermarket and get all that stuff. So I said, you know what? When I get the money to do it, I think it's like $15,000 to do it. I think I'm going to do a protein smoothie pack in my own and just give it out to people, because I know people are busy. Because my regimen requires you to go to the supermarket and to get the fruits and the vegetables and whatever else. I show you how to make it. I tell you how to make it. I'm coaching you on the phone. But some people just don't have the time for or they don't make the time, because we have time for what we want.
Yeah, you have time. You just don't want to do it.
You just don't want to do it. So convenience, that is what I will do. But that's what helped me to establish the momentum for the finances to keep rolling in. I had to find something I was good at. And I don't need to meet anyone in person. All of that was through email. Everything is downloaded. So that's how you save your money. Because I'm not sending out any products. You're getting everything on your own.
On your own.
I'm not shipping out anything. Nothing. I don't have to come out of my pocket.
I love it. Man.
So, yeah. So that I talk about that in here as well. The entrepreneur's mindset. The entrepreneur's mindset. Man, that's a really, really big chapter. But mostly in here, to strip or not to strip, stranded in Miami. Mr. Man, a toxic mix of business and pleasure, pushing past rejection, self-comparison, and the social media scroll.
Okay.
You know we always do that, right? How many times have you, maybe you, Bree, are guilty of that as well, just scrolling, right? By the time you get off of Instagram or Facebook, you feel like you didn't do a damn thing because you're comparing yourself to this other person. And you're like, what the hell? How did they? Oh, I ain't doing nothing right. You know, and you start to feel some type of way. So sometimes I
you
just
feel
stop
worse
scrolling.
Than
you. Yeah, right? Now, I know it's supposed to inspire you and motivate you, but you don't even know if that same person is going through something crazy. They're just posting because it looks good. So you have to find out what it is for you. Maybe you got to, you know, spend not so much time on Instagram or Facebook, because that can really be detrimental to your health. And as you rise to the top, I mean, I've had defamation of character, people saying some crazy things. Suicidal thoughts, depression, you know, it's so much in the book, in The Art of Rock Bottom. And the 28 stories that I have, like a lot of people were like, did you interview 28 people? I'm like, no, these are my 28 stories. True, transparent, raw, and rugged. And, you know, as long as I talk to my kids about everything, so nothing shocks them. So as long as they know and they accept and understand, I really don't care about the opinions of others.
Oh, this is going to be a good read.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a good read. This is like, even writing it, I was just like, wow, I can't believe I shared that. And then, you know, the $30,000 offer, the Black Marilyn Monroe. So that's how I felt sometimes. I just felt like men just looked at me as a Black Marilyn Monroe, just trying to, and even, you know, Caucasian men, whatever nationality it is, if they try to talk to me, they try to buy my time, or, you know, I don't really need the coaching, but can you come with me to this event? Can you come with me to this gala? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. You know, so I've lost a lot of clients like that. Park Avenue. You know, I could have a house on Park Avenue right now if I didn't take my integrity with me. They're beautiful homes that I visit, but I don't want it that way. I'd rather keep grinding, keep my faith, and get it honestly. That way, when I have it, it will mean so much more to me, and I can share my story authentically.
And you can sleep better at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It
Absolutely.
Haunts you.
Yeah, it does.
I tell people all the time, I'd rather sleep good at night, you know, than take a dirty dollar.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes, as entrepreneurs, you all get the spidey sense, right? And you around people and they offer you money and then your spidey senses go off. And sometimes you don't listen and you take it.
Yep.
And then sometimes, because it wasn't as clear, it was disguised as something else.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it's so strong that you're like, no, get away from me,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
And so.
I mean, and talk about resourceful. I just wanted to, when you asked about resources earlier, I was like, when I didn't have any more money, I would go to Sephora. I would go next door to the Hilton, have my meetings, go to Sephora, jazz myself up, put a little perfume on, and just make it happen. Still broke, though. But not a broke mindset. Just maybe broken finances.
You had the rich, rich mindset.
Absolutely. And just, you know, single life can lead you to success. A lot of people think that, you know, when you are single and you don't have help. I noticed that a lot of people that are married have more help because they have, you know, two incomes, right? People that are single, like a lot of my friends that are entrepreneurs that are single are like, you know what, why would you, why would anyone want to struggle? I'm like, no, you don't just leave your 9 to 5. You set a timeline, right? If you want to leave your 9 to 5, stack your money. Like, what if your employer came in one day and was like, you know what, you're done. What would you do? What would you turn your hobby into cash then if nobody hired you? Let's say you were blacklisted. What would you do?
Yeah.
So then they understand. Then they're like, girl, you do that every... Like, when people see me, how I handle my social media on my phone, they're like, you do that every day? Yeah, every day. You have to respond. You have to go to the comments, say thank you. You got to see who's, you know, leaving comments. You have to check. You have to check your emails. You have to go, you know, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram pages, 4 Instagram pages, 2 Facebook pages, the LinkedIn. So I try to respond to everyone in a timely fashion.
That's work.
That is work. People are like, why don't you just hire someone? I'm like, you know what?
It's not me.
I will one day, you know, when I get to that next level or if I feel like I need it. But right now, the grind to me or the doing the work of it shows me that I can tell people when they're like, I can't do that. I can. Yes, you can, because I did it. Every single day. Yes, you can, mate. If you know how many emails it takes to build that money, 100 emails a day, 500 emails, 5 sales. But it has to be 500. That was my method. It had to be 500. Couldn't be 430. Couldn't be 420. So 500 emails.
A week.
A week.
Wow. Yeah, so basically 100 emails a day.
Yes.
For 5 days.
Yes, and that would bring five clients.
Wow.
Yes.
That's like the numbers game, you know, sales. Everybody, you know, but some people won't send 100 emails. No. They don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, and let me ask you a question about the 100 emails, right? Mm-hmm. When you send out the 100 emails, are they sort of personalized or are you sending like a mass email?
It's usually on LinkedIn. It's usually on LinkedIn a lot. And I'll just tell them to, if you're interested, I'll always leave my email at the end.
Got it.
So that they can respond also. So that makes it easier for me. So that's how I know they're interested.
Okay.
So it depends on the person.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, one last question.
Yes.
The show's Faith, Grind, Inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which word resonates with you and why?
Faith. Faith resonates with me most because if you don't have that, then you don't have anything. If you don't have faith in yourself, then it's really going to be hard to accomplish any goal that you set forth, whether you're spiritual, whether you are not. You have to have that, whatever you call it. You know, some people don't believe in God. They have their own, whoever they believe in. Some people believe in the universe, energies that be. But faith is what it is. It's a word, you know, believing in things that are not seen, right? Knowing that it can manifest into your life. So if you visualize it, right, you visualize every day, whether it's negative or positive, it's going to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were like, you know what, damn, this interview is going over. I'm going to get a ticket outside. I'm going to get a ticket. You're going to get a ticket because you said it. You spoke it. Your words are powerful. That's why we have to be careful how we speak to one another, because you can't take the words back once they're out. The universe has heard it. It's caught it. And it's already working on it. So whether you said something negative or positive, it's going to come back. So if you said something crazy to somebody, which I do sometimes at a restaurant when I get a little hangry, you know, I'll snap at the server like, well, what do you mean it's going to take 20? No, you know what? You're not the chef. I apologize. You know, you look nice today, by the way. And it's checking yourself quickly. Because I don't want that bad karma coming back on me. So I just check myself.
Check it quickly.
You know, and that helps a lot because they may give you a little more food, a little more drink, and then you just inspire. And another way to build your brand is if you're an author or you have a product, just leave it on the table. Just leave it. You know how many sales I made from eating my dinner? Someone like, oh my God, that's your book? What are you reading? Nothing, just my book. Really? Sold 5 copies just in a bar, in a lounge, drinking wine one day. Just left it there like that. My friends are like, you are crazy. I'm like, no, I'm not. Leave it right there.
Yo.
Leave it right there.
You're a grinder, man.
I had to choose between faith and grind. I don't know which one.
I love your faith answer. But let me ask you, I've never done this before.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the word for you.
Okay.
And you tell me. No, I swear I never done it, right? No. Grind.
Grind. It is grind.
Yeah.
It is grind.
But tell me why.
It's just grind. I'm just like, just a beast. Just with the marketing. I'm just a beast because I believe that you can manifest whatever it is you desire. Like, you have to grind. Like, that's not even grinding right there, right? I've learned to just be easy. Let it go. That's marketing 101. You hear me? And I'm going to do a workshop on that soon. You just put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's your bottle of water. You put it right there. Hey, what is this? This looks like some amazing water that you have. What is that? And they're like, and you just say, my skin clears from it. I feel amazing. And they're going to want to buy it because it's you and your presentation.
It's so true. That's why my business card is clear. And that's why my picture's on it.
Yes, that's amazing. You know? Look at that.
Because my company, we print business cards for people. So, like, when people see my business card, they automatically like, oh, my God, this is, like, the nicest card I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like, it's plastic.
Nice.
It's hard.
It
you
is
know?
Very nice.
And,
look at that.
Oh, there you go.
It's very nice. Always marketing.
And you know how many sales I get because of that? You know, even though they might not get those particular cards, but they'll get something from me.
Right.
But it's the same concept.
Well,
but you have to let people know.
So this is my business card.
Okay.
And as a fitness and lifestyle coach, speaker, and author, depending on who I'm giving it to, I will give, you know, the other side is for coaching and that side is for fitness.
Okay.
So that's why it's two-sided.
All
right. So always have your brand, always have your, where they can reach you, and always have the website on there. If it can fit, you know, it's up to you. Some people like little wording, some people like a lot, like myself. And, you know, that's been working for me. But like I told you, what really works is when you take someone's phone, like, really? Let me see. Follow me. I'm right here. Follow myself. Send them a message. Bam.
Yeah.
Because now I'm up in their radar. So now they're going to see my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
So absolutely.
That's how you make
and when you have with the new system, once you engage, those people are always going to see your feed.
Because
you're
always. Yes.
You know? So thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Welcome.
Thank you for...
Absolutely.
Like, this was a great podcast.
This was great. Thank you for the extra time. I didn't notice that.
I
appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
You deserve it. You deserve it. The grinders
really
deserve it. So you deserve
it. Yeah, I wanted to choose the word grind. I said, no, faith is faith. But I was grind is really like.
Grind is what you did.
Yeah.
Grind is who you are. But you have the faith. You do have the faith.
Yeah.
And you do inspire. Like. The show is Faith, Grind, Inspire.
Right.
You have to have faith in yourself. You have to have the belief in yourself. You have to have that determination, like that grit, right?
Right.
That perseverance. That's faith. Grind is the work, right?
Yeah.
You have to put in the work. There's no way around it, right? And some people do it loud. Some people do it softly. Some people, I don't care how you do it.
Absolutely.
Grind. Put in the work. And Inspire could mean a lot of different things. Inspire, you know, you can inspire others, but you can be inspired by other people too. Like, but you're inspiring, I say inspire a nation, right? And that's what you do, you know?
Thank
so
you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Know, some people say hustler. I don't really like that word.
I don't like that word hustler.
I don't like that word
because
hustler.
Because here's the thing about, the way I look at, I don't never use that word, hustle. Like, I don't say, oh, you're a hustler. You're not a hustler. Hustling is like you're just trying to get things off.
Yes.
Like you're hustling coffee, and then tomorrow you're going to hustle pencils. And then the next day you hustle cell phone cases. Like, that's a hustler.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not hustlers. We're grinders.
Pardon me. When somebody did call me that, but hustler, I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, damn, you about your business. Because one person was like, really quick story. You need to work. He was like, yo, can I work out with you? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be such and such, 150, da-da-da. He's like, what? You charging me? I thought we was peeps. We are peeps. You don't pay your peeps? Like, you don't support? He's like, damn, you a hustler. No, I'm not. I'm just about my business.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from. Like, yo, she's a hustler. Yo, she's mad assertive. She's crazy about her business. Da, da, da. I don't care.
No.
You don't get where you are today. I didn't get where I was from just being quiet. And no, because you know what? People see this first and they think you're a little dainty little butterfly, a little dandelion. No. And then when the bear comes out, they're like, oh, shoot. Okay. Well, she's about her business. I am. And if you can't respect that, we could still be cool, but I'm not going to shortchange myself because you can't afford my services.
Straight facts.
Simple. It's just not going to happen.
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you already know the Auto Rock Bottom.
Tell people where to find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If the MySpace is still there, no, I'm just joking. both Instagram pages, like I said, the YouTube page, the Fit Sexy Life page. I have 4 pages on Instagram. Sacred Self Love, the Genevieve Nemani page is where I post everything. Sacred Self Love is more so, you know, loving yourself and who you are. So the postings may be different. The Fit Sexy Life page is more for fitness, more for health and wellness. And like I said, Genevieve Nemani is just for the entire lifestyle.
Got it.
But this is the book, Turn Your Struggle Into Your Strength, The Art of Rock Bottom and How to Bounce Back, 28 Ways to Turn Your Struggle Into Your Strength. My stories, not anyone else's. And you can find it at www.theartofrockbottom.com. Thank you so much, Bree, for having me. Thank you, Gene, for having me. You are amazing.
Thank you. You are dope. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, tune in, follow her, check in, subscribe to the channel. I want to thank all our YouTube subscribers. I want to thank all our listeners for the podcast. Thank you to our producers, Tim, Brianna. Thank you guys for all your hard work. Thank you to all the people who just are always tuning in and sending us their feedback and their comments and telling us that they're inspired. So I can't wait until I can't wait until that's actually my favorite term. I can't wait. So I can't actually wait to have the people respond to this and tell me the stories that, you know, they love.
Because you know that people go through this stuff.
Of course they do. You know? Of course.
Sometimes people don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. But we do, like, you know, I don't know if you saw, I was at the, I did a book signing at a comedy club. For me, I see that my sales mm-hmm. go up exponentially at comedy shows. You know why? Because people come in sad. They want to laugh. So they're going through things.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I get on the mic. The comedian gives me the mic. I tell him what I do. I don't even have to go around like I used to. My first book, hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? No. Now I put the book on the table confidently. They come up, girl, I don't even need to hear no more. How much? Men too.
Grind.
Yo, sis, I love your story. You know, let me get one for my mother, my aunt, my sister. And I sell out. And everybody gets sage. Everybody gets incense. They're like, yo, it smells so good in here. Because I have the whole crowd relaxed. They're like, yeah, because I burn the incense, the Nag Champa.
Yeah.
So I just set a whole vibe. They give them a little shopping bag. Everybody gets that. They get the book. Because you want to add value. Like, yo, not her book signing. She just gives you the book. She gives you the bag, the incense, the sage. And she'll give you a quick little 2-minute consultation of what you're going through. So I had to learn how to differentiate myself from other authors and speakers because there's so many.
You see how much value she's adding even to the show? The show's over, but yeah. She's still adding value. I don't care.
Yo, I'm coming back.
Yeah, I love it.
Peace and blessing.
So peace, guys. God bless.
God bless.
Continue to grind. Continue to shine and keep going no matter what.
No matter what.
Peace.